thank you for joining us. And thank you to those who are going to be joining us at the Gary Null Retreat for a week, starting August 2nd. It's going to be in Mineola, Texas. And a lot of the people that live in Texas will be able to just drive there and don't have to worry about TSA, et cetera. It's going to be at an Italian villa. Go to GaryNull.com and click on Gary's Family and Friends, and you can see the pictures of the villa. There's 77 pictures, at least, of the villa and the animals there and the people there, and it is going to be incredible. What I want to say to you is it turned my life around. Nothing has done what that event did, because it's everything thrown into one week. Come there prepared to get everything out of the week that you can. When he says not to talk and to think and what to think about, do it. Believe me, he knows what he's talking about. When he says to write in your journal, like for instance, I was telling some of the people, the first night we had an assignment. Now, I don't know if he'll do this again or not, but the first night assignment was write on how decluttering would make you feel better. Decluttering your house, your home, would make you feel better. I thought, what does decluttering have to do with getting well? It has a lot to do with getting well, listeners. There's other things than just taking the right supplements, eating the right food products, the whole food products. And again, we're so lucky to have his whole food products. They are a little pricey from the standpoint of buying stuff that has, you know, all kinds of fillers in it. You don't want the other stuff. You want total whole food products. And Gary's very proud of what he's created. And we drank it all day long down there. And you will, if you go down to the seminar, have access to that all day long. They have a dispenser machine. You just go fill up your glass and you've got it all day long. So it is going to be a full time. Yes, there is art therapy, which the people loved art therapy so much they wanted to come back more and more and do more during the day of art therapy. And they felt better as a result of it. Just doing the journaling on decluttering, people were in tears. They were feeling better by being able to say goodbye to things. I was telling some of the people, you know, think about this. When you die, when you see a hearse going down the street, you don't ever see a U-Haul behind it, do you? It just doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. So decluttering as a means of being organized is so important. Boy, I need to take that one to heart. But I did talk to several of the people, and I apologize. I have not talked to Regina, to Sherry, David, Rich, Ed, and Michelle, and I will give you calls back today on that. We can only take a max of 40 people, and it is $2,000 per week, and it is one full week, ladies and gentlemen. And every night, you will have about 2 hours with Gary Null. He comes in, talks to us, gives us a seminar, and then answers questions. And, I mean, the guy is brilliant. He's written over 60 books. He knows the health of the body better than anybody I know. He really does. And he knows what to do naturally better than anybody that I know. So if you want to go to his website, you can listen to PRN.com, Progressive Radio Network. He owns that. You can listen to his radio show every day from 12 to 1 on an app or on PRN.com. And you can get a taste of Gary Null and his incredible brilliance. I was just in awe of him, and I'm not often in awe of people, believe me. So those of you who called yesterday and left your phone number at the Power Hour, I'm sorry I didn't get back to everybody, but we've got such interesting people that listen to the Power Hour. I was just enthralled by talking to them. So I will call the rest of you back today, and then if you want more information, and if you want to be considered for this retreat, we want the cream of the cream there that really want to change their lives. Give us a call at 877-817-9829. Give us your phone number, your name, and I will call you back. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Ellen Brown will be joining us. You don't want to miss this. on the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Stay tuned. 3 minute break. Welcome back to the Power Hour. Today we're going to be talking to Ellen Brown, JD, Juris Doctorate. Ellen Brown developed her research skills as an attorney practicing civil litigation in Los Angeles. She's the author of 12 books. One of her most famous, of course, is Web of Debt, where she traces the history and evolution of the current private banking system. She shows how it has usurped the power to create money from the people themselves and how we, the people, could get it back. Ellen has written in nearly 100 articles, I'm sure a lot more than that by now, and she's an inspiration and a thought leader behind the Public Banking Institute, where she serves as chairman and president. She graduated from UC Berkeley with degrees in law from the UCLA School of Law, and her website, publicbankinginstitute.org, and webofdebt.com. Thank you so much, Ellen Hogson Brown, for joining us on the Power Hour today.
Thanks, Joyce.
It's a pleasure to have you join us, but not on the subject of the TPP, I got to tell you. I'm a little bit alarmed by this, and let me ask you the question. Are you alarmed by the TPP?
Quite alarmed, but we did have a win, from my point of view, yesterday when the Senate failed to pass fast track on it. The alarming thing about the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is a trade agreement, not unlike WTO, et cetera, is that it contains a provision called the Investor-State Dispute Settlement.
Okay, let me ask you, are you on Skype right now? Are you doing Skype?
No, I'm on a headphone.
You're on a headphone. Okay, take the headphone off if you don't mind, because I can barely hear you. It's really cutting out badly, if you don't mind. If you can take the headphone off, let's see if we can get a better connection then, because I want to hear everything you've got to say. Okay, now try it.
Yeah. Okay, is that better?
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. I'm sorry to have to do that to you, but, otherwise we can't hear you. Okay, so the TPP, yes, they had a vote yesterday. It was a down vote. It is at least going to take away the fast track from this proposal, but it's not going to eliminate the TPP altogether. Is that correct?
Correct. So what's alarming about the TPP is that it contains something called the Investor-State Dispute Settlement Mechanism, ISDS, which allows investors or big multinational corporations to sue governments if they pass legislation or have legislation that interferes with the profits, expected profits of these multinational corporations. So that could put the brakes on any sort of, well, really any sort of legislation. I mean, you don't even pass laws unless somebody's going to be prejudiced by them. So
okay, give us an example. Give us an example. And by the way, it's not good yet, unfortunately, in listening to you. We've got some problems, so we'll have to take care of the 20 after break. So bear with us, listeners. We'll try to get that taken care of.
Are you still there?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. But the ISDS, translate how that would be. You said they can sue the government if there's any legislation that hurts their business. Give us maybe an example of how this might happen.
For example, I think there was actually
That's not going to work.
Can you call me back and I'll just pick up the phone?
Okay. All right. Trevor, call her back if you don't mind. Yeah, we need to clear that up in advance of coming on the air. But Trevor, go ahead and call her back and we'll try to get Ellen Brown on. Now, the subject of TPP covers a lot of things, and people are only being allowed at one at a time to go down in the basement of the Senate building and look at this TPP. Are you kidding me? So what is this all about, and why the secrecy? Why is there secrecy? I mean, if they're going to do it to us, you would think they would just say, here's what we're going to do to you. But why the secrecy? I don't know what they're afraid of, and I don't know what they think might happen. I'd like to know what I think might happen, but we want to find out the extent to which the TPP is a problem for all of us. And I'm so interested in finding out about the supplement issue and how supplements are going to be related to the TPP. Okay, Trevor, do we have her back? We're really not having good luck here this morning. I'm sure. I apologize, listeners. Okay, Ellen, do we have you back?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. All right, let's see if this will work. All right, now, first of all, I should have asked you the question, what is the TPP? Because I know there are people riding around in their cars listening to this program that haven't heard of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. So define as best you can what you think it means. I know it's confidential still. What the TPP is?
Well, it's yet another trade agreement like the WTO and NAFTA, in which supposedly it relieves trade barriers so that supposedly we can export more easily to other countries. But in fact, virtually all the trade barriers with the 12 countries that are in the TPP have already been lifted. The only major one is with Japan, and it's only got a 1.2%, I think, tariff, a very small tariff. So that's a bogus argument. And the problem is, of course, that for every dollar that we send abroad, they can send more dollars into the U.S. So it actually hurts our balance of trade. In other words, we wind up owing other countries more than they owe us, and we wind up with cheap products from abroad more than they wind up with cheap products from the U.S. So it actually does not help labor as it's being billed, and who it really does help are the big multinational corporations. And the major way in which it does help these corporations is through something called the investor-state dispute settlement mechanism, which allows big multinational corporations to sue governments if they pass legislation which interferes with their expected profits. So that's going farther than other trade agreements. Other trade agreements have those ISDS provisions, but typically they were about, let's say you were an oil company that you had rigs set up in Venezuela, and Venezuela decided to nationalize their oil. Then you would get compensated for your rigs. Well, that makes sense, of course. You built improvements there in reliance on their legal situation, and they changed the law. But now what they can do is a bank, for example, can sue for lost profits for regulations that limit what banks can do, just as one example. And there actually was a bank that, or investors in a bank that sued a country for not bailing out the bank when it went bankrupt, and therefore the investors lost profits, and the investors won. So that can happen.
Oh, my.
So there's no form of legislation, it seems to me, that doesn't step on somebody's toes. That's the reason you pass legislation. If everybody agreed it was a great idea, you wouldn't even need legislation. So it just hamstrings governments from doing anything that would benefit the people at the expense of somebody's corporate profits. So anything like environmental laws, labor laws, whatever, health laws, you know, something like it's something against things in your food, toxic things in your food, or GMOs, any of that sort of legislation. I mean, GMOs is a big obvious one. Monsanto can come in and sue and say, you have impaired our expected profits, and sue for billions of dollars. And the very threat of that will keep governments from passing new legislation, and they're liable to even change their old legislation.
Now, the TPP is supposed to be thousands of pages long. It is being done in secret now. Only one, I guess, senator or representative can read it at a time in the basement of the building. And we're not allowed to see it, but the trade representatives are able to see it from the larger corporations. Why all the confidentiality? What do you think that is all about, or what are they afraid of if people find out the true and correct extent of the TPP?
Right. The confidentiality itself is reason to be suspicious of it. It's not only can only one person go in there, they can't bring their aides, they can't bring their typewriter, they can't make notes, they have to memorize. If they want to object to something, they have to memorize it, so they have to have a quite good memory. But the evident reason, there's no logical reason except that if the public had enough time to learn all the provisions, they would object to it and it wouldn't pass. And they feel that it's such an important deal, that's the argument, that they have to push it through quickly, and because that's the only way it will get through. And yesterday, the Senate failed to pass the fast track part of the legislation, and that looks like that could kill the deal, but the problem is that now the Democrats who are in favor of the agreement, including Obama, of course, are now negotiating side deals with the Democrats who didn't vote for it in order to try to revive it. So it's not dead yet, but we did have a win yesterday, so it does show that public protest once in a while actually does some good.
Yeah, it does. And I don't know how many people are able to go to the bought and paid for, you know, Senator House and actually get them to make a difference based on how many people don't want something or do want something. But anybody in their right mind can see that this is not good for the people of this country. It's good for the corporations. It is a trade deal of, by, and for the corporations and the countries, but not for the people. Now, we've heard all kinds of rumors that there are a lot of things involved in the TPP, and I want to talk about that after this four-minute break, because I'm concerned that the issue of supplements, according to Dr. Gary Null, when I talked with him, said supplements are going to be involved in the TPP, and I want to find out if you know anything about that. We'll be back with Ellen Brown after this four-minute break. This is Joyce Riley. We'll be right back. Sitting. Thank you so much for joining us, caring about your world and then doing something about it. Silver is at 1720 and the Dow is up 35 points in the green after opening about an hour ago. We have a lot of specials at the Power Mall. I want to remind you, the seeds, getting your garden going, the Power Hour Seed Kit, organic heirloom seeds. These are the best of the best that you can buy. And I also want to remind you that we have included in a new pack of seeds, we have watercress. For the first time, it's very hard to find watercress. There's 250 seeds in this packet of watercress and a number of other items on Edible Roots Kit that you can get from the Power Mall. Also, the newest product line, the red stuff, green stuff, and purple stuff that we have at the Power Hour. The Gary Null items. Let me just give you an example of what is in the Power Berry Blast. Noni, Hawaiian Noni, strawberry, pineapple, guava, apple, orange juice, raspberry, mango, mangosteen, goji, cranberry concentrate, wild bilberry, green tea extract. I mean, on and on and on. These are whole food products because they will not be affected by the TPP if they're whole food and not supplements, and that's why they're in the whole food state. Then if you buy the green stuff, which is 20 vegetables and phytonutrients, including organic kale and barley grass, so when you don't have time to do your juicing and you want to get all the good stuff with wheatgrass in it, it's the green stuff. It comes with barley green juice, alfalfa leaf, broccoli, parsley, cabbage, kale, so many things in the green stuff. I mean, you could live off this stuff if you needed to. The whole idea is to get your nutrition from this and your calories from your good vegan food or whatever you eat. Hopefully it's some good vegetables and fruits. The red stuff is also available at the Power Mall. And you just mix a scoop of each one of these in water, and it tastes really good. Then the last one is the muscle stuff, vanilla. It is a pea protein, and it's excellent. I love it. You can put it in your oatmeal, put it in your cereal, put it in anything that you eat, and it not only gives a good flavor, but it also gives you the protein. So please take advantage of getting that at the Power Mall. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829, along with your Topperson. Try Topperson. You will not be disappointed. We're talking to Ellen Brown today, and the subject is the TPP. I'm going to be taking your phone calls. If you've got a question or comment for Ellen Brown, give us a call at 855-995-6923. 855-995-6923. Ellen, what do you think might be in there that we don't know about? You know, I'm trying to pin you down on some things that, because I want to know. And you don't have to be, you know, absolute correct or have evidence of it. But what do you fear is in the TPP that's making it so non-transparent?
Well, they do have specific regulations against, or sorry, specific provisions that would prevent regulating different big corporate interests. My particular interest is that, well, I wrote 10 books on alternative healthcare, but at the moment my particular interest is public banking. For example, it could restrict regulation of could restrict legislation that regulated banks. So, for example, sorry, I had a list here of things. previously, there have been sorry. Well, anyway, it could restrict capital controls. It could prohibit a Robin Hood tax on. You know, you could tax the profits of if you put a little percentage tax on high frequency program trading, for example, you would kill high frequency program trading and you would make a lot of money for the state. I mean, there are many creative things that we could do to save the economy, but the TPP could prevent us from doing that. And one is setting up public banks, which is something that I think we need, with state-owned banks like the Bank of North Dakota. And then GMOs.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution. It's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We've seen most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption, utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soils. I think we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at the Power Mall. That's theparamall.com.
break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. To the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I think we need state-owned banks like the Bank of North Dakota, and then GMOs. They could prevent GMOs from being from us either regulating or even knowing that GMOs are in our food. I think our health is being destroyed by toxins in the environment. Everything is always blamed on genetics, but it's not genetics. We're being exposed through the air, through the water, through the through our food to things that are making us sick, and we could be prevented from either knowing about those things or from regulating those things.
Mm-hmm.
Chemtrails are a big issue, and we don't even know that they exist. I mean, we're not allowed to know. It's all a big military secret. But the TPP could prevent us from, we the people might like to have some legislation exposing what's in the, what's being released from those jets and why they're doing it, but we could be blocked from, well, we're blocked from that anyway, I guess, because it's a military secret. But the TPP takes military, you know, takes these secrets even farther, where they allow big corporations to just get away with whatever they want to get away with.
Now, what do you think a big corporation is going to gain from this? So why are Apple and Nike and GE and all these people so pro this? What is this going to do for them and go against us?
Well, one thing, they'll get their labor cheap, and they can get labor standards lowered so that they can make more short-term corporate profits, which, of course, is in their interest, but it's not necessarily in the interest of our American labor.
Okay. I just had this feeling there's something really, really bad in there that they don't want us to know. And I just don't think that we have an idea. A lot of people are trying to guess, but I just don't think we know. Let me go to Myatt in New York. Myatt, you're on the air with Ellen Brown. Go ahead, please. Your question,
yes.
Myatt?
Yes. Good morning. I have some comments on this. First of all, it is really, really bad. I think that they're basically moving us for a type of enslavement, not new to Native Americans and the blacks and the people of color, but the net is widening. The fact of lack of transparency where it's a document not made public means that you can only speculate of what happened to supplements. Joyce, thanks for letting us know about the transition of Gwen Scott. But I recall her speaking of Codex Alimentarius. You don't think that that's going to be a part of it? I'd just like to make two last points. WikiLeaks has managed to get some of the documents so we can get some glimpses. And Lori Wallach of Public Citizen Global Trade Watch was on Amy Goodman earlier today. It's worth watching. It was a great show. She actually was listing the people who will basically the advisors that will be in charge, and it's more than the usual suspects. It's the usual suspects that are oversighting themselves, and her basic comment on that was you couldn't make this up, and I'll listen to your response. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Myatt. Good call. And, yeah, Lori Wallach has done an amazing job on the subject of TPP, and I would love to see that interview. Thank you, Myatt. Any response you'd like to make to Myatt's comments?
Well, I agree that there is a push by someone, or maybe it's just a mentality, to basically turn us all into compliant workers, not a particular race, as your caller said, but everyone, that we all are going to be subservient to these large multinational corporations. They're actually attempting to supersede government. The new government will be a government by big corporations, and they will determine what laws are passed, and they will prevent us from passing laws that protect the interests of the people, either their health or the environment or worker standards, etc. And there's, generally speaking, even when you can see that happening, there's just not much you can do about it, because we don't really live in a democracy anymore. We live in an oligarchy, which is controlled by big multinational corporations. They have much more power in Congress than the people do. There was a recent study, a Princeton study, well, it was last year, that found that we're living in an oligarchy, that the people's voice is no longer responded to by Congress. So the very fact that that the fast track went down yesterday, I think is a good sign. It shows that maybe the people have a little more influence than we think, and it's encouraging that if we get out there and really work, we can actually counteract some of this pro-corporate legislation.
Well,
but the first thing we have to do is to know about it. We have to know, like you say, we have to know what's in it and how it's going to harm us. And they're not making this even public, which the very fact that it's secret means that it has to be against our interests. If it was good for us, they would have made it all public and said, look what a great idea this is. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Let's go to Francis in North Carolina. Francis, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. Question or comment for our guest today, Ellen Brown.
Hey, ladies. Just a quick thought for you. I'm not clear on when they're looking to get this TPP passed legally, for that matter, however that's done. But what I'm wondering is if there is such a correlation, what is the correlation between the TPP and what is known as by most folks as Jade Helm 15 and the military applications that are going on with that? Thanks so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Francis. Ellen, your comment?
Well, that's a good question. You probably know better than, or you might have more of an opinion than I do, but there are just many shady things going on that point to some sort of takeover by, you could call it government, but it seems to me that real government has been squeezed out. I mean, it's not our government. It's not government of the people, by the people, for the people. It's government by big corporate interests, including big military interests. In fact, the military is the biggest, the biggest corporate interest we have, because it's all public-private.
It's of, by, and for the corporate entities. I just want to add, and I'm embarrassed to say this. I'm ashamed of myself to say this. But the train derailment that occurred yesterday evening around 7 p.m. Eastern Time, that train derailment, lo and behold, RT finds out, Russia Today finds out, that there was going to be an up or down vote today on whether or not to reduce Amtrak's funding, given the fact that now they're saying, oh, it was because of a horrible infrastructure problem that train derailed, and if we don't put the money into it, we're not going to be able to have good trains. And lo and behold, a train derails the night before the vote was to take place. I mean, this kind of stuff scares me to think that there might be any connection between people that have no soul that try to get away with doing this kind of thing. I don't want to believe that, but this is like so coincidental. So, you know, the kinds of tactics that are used, whether it be non-transparency or this, it really makes me realize how deadly these people are in wanting to get done what they say.
Yeah, and if you want to get really conspiratorial, it may not even be people. I mean, are these human beings? Are they from somewhere else? I don't know.
Oh my gosh! Now, thanks. I needed that. Yeah,
well,
that's another program right there.
But you do have to wonder, have to think. I mean, how? I think one problem with Americans is that we're too trusting, because most Americans really are good people, well-meaning. I mean, people you know, your neighbors are all good people, and so we just can't even believe that that things could be going on, that it looks to me like they really are going on. I just read an article on the California drought and the fact that geoengineering or chemtrails could be a factor in it. I mean, I just barely mentioned that, but it raised a whole firestorm of issues, and I wound up interviewing Dane Wigington on it. And, you know, so I got into this whole issue where I'm a little over my head. But there's so much going on that's so highly suspicious.
Yes.
The fact that the jet stream for 4 years running has, it used to always, if you ever watch those weather maps, it always went to the south, like over Louisiana. I mean, it went from the Pacific Ocean across California and over to the south. And now it gets right to California, and then it goes north. It doesn't make it inland. There's a wall of high pressure something that's preventing it from coming into California and dropping its rain. So it goes north over. And so then you wonder why, and what are they doing this for? Are they trying to starve us out of water so that they can get the water rights? Are they trying to make it unlivable here so they can buy up the land cheap? Are they doing it just because they want to experiment with controlling the weather? There was this thing called Owning the Weather in 2025, put out by the Air Force, I think, in 1999. And it's, you know, I mean, that's public information. They intended to own the weather by 2025. And their reasoning is that the tools are available to do it, so we, the American military, should be at the forefront. In other words, we've got to do it first to prevent others from doing it. It's kind of like saying we have to blow ourselves up first before somebody else does it.
Wow.
I mean, it's not a real logical,
right. You are so right about that. That is terrible. You know, and one other thing I want to throw in is that CNN finally admitted the other day that with respect to that Mr. Simpson that did the Garland shooting in Texas, allegedly, that was going to go in and shoot up the place, the FBI had talked to him 332 times over the last 2 years. Now, you cannot tell me that they did not goad that guy into doing something. But, I mean, that just shows us that what we're hearing is a lie. It is phony as all get out, created, agendized stuff. Let's go to Rob in Minnesota. Rob, I'll hold you over. Go ahead, please. You're on with Ellen Brown.
Hello, Ellen. I got to meet with the Minneapolis Federal Reserve president a couple of weeks ago, and
wow.
I mentioned your name, and he knew who you were. So we had quite a long talk, and then toward the end of it, I mentioned, you know, the frack oil. We're in frack sand country, and so there's been a bust now that, you know, the price of oil has gone down, and so all the people that were doing the frack sand mining are hurting, and the rest of us are cheering because they're tearing up our beautiful area. But anyway, I mentioned to him that that the oil boom in North Dakota caused the Bank of North Dakota to have to make all these loans to build out the infrastructure, and now that the boom has gone bust, they're probably not servicing those loans. And I said this kind of seems like a way to break the Bank of North Dakota as a way of kind of, you know, killing that model so that other states don't look at it and try to emulate North Dakota, you know, having their own bank. I don't know if you have any comments on that or if you've ever looked
at that. Before you go to that, go ahead. Oh, we got a break.
Okay.
Okay. Let me go to the break. And when we come back, I want to ask also, Rob, what was your purpose, if you don't mind telling me, in meeting with the head of the Federal Reserve? I'd like to know that. We'll be back with Ellen Brown. That's awesome that he knows who she is. She's making waves, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back with Ellen Brown after this 3-minute break. Final segment coming up with Ellen. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Power Hour. Final segment with Ellen Brown today. Webofdebt.com. Webofdebt.com. Let's go back to Rob in Minnesota. Rob, before I go, well, no, go ahead and answer his question, if you don't mind, Ellen.
Well, I think that's a really interesting thought that it might. I mean, could they really trigger that intentionally to bring down the Bank of North Dakota? But I don't think it will bring down the Bank of North Dakota. First of all, only 20% of their loans involve oil. They purposely have diversified, and they had a huge reserve to start with before the oil boom didn't really hit in North Dakota until 2010, and already in 2008, North Dakota was the only state that escaped the credit crisis, or by spring of 2009. All the others had gone into the red except North Dakota, all the other states. So the Bank of North Dakota was there to keep them afloat, and I saw recently that the response of North Dakota is to the oil drop is to actually do more infrastructure than they were doing before, but they're doing infrastructure for other things and other types of businesses in order to encourage, you know, other forms of energy, agriculture, etc. So they've got the reserves and they're using them for the benefit of the state, unlike a private bank that builds up its reserves for its own purposes, and the fact that, you know, the fact that the state might be ailing is none of their business, and they don't really care. And
okay, let me go back to Rob real quickly. Rob, what was your give me in like one sentence? What was your objective in meeting with the Federal Reserve head? Rob, are you there?
Plow the money back into the people. Plow the money back to the people instead of giving the banksters giant bonuses. How un-American!
Yeah.
The Federal Reserve president from Minneapolis, came to our city and spoke at the university.
Okay, we don't have much time. I just want to know, what was your purpose in meeting with him?
To just get out and let them know that there are people paying attention to what they're doing. And, you know, I didn't get to ask in public. I had to do it one-on-one, and then a small group formed around me that kind of helped me because I don't get to talk a lot, and so I stutter on my words sometimes. And,
but you did awesome. I'm so proud of you, and you're a Power Hour listener. Rob, you go, guy. I'm so proud of you. Thank you so much for doing that. Let me go quickly to John in Ohio, final caller for Ellen Brown today. John, go ahead, please. You're on the air.
Yes, concerning Amtrak, that seems to be something that would be what the bankers don't want. And I think that too often we don't use the standard to what these real conspiracies are going to go after. It would be Amtrak because that helps the people. This libertarian idea is really funded by some of the biggest billionaires, the Koch brothers, and it's the same as the Wall Street bankers.
Okay, what libertarian idea? What libertarian idea?
The idea that we've got to cut back on all the social assistance programs for budget reasons. That's exactly
okay, but we're really not talking about that right now.
Do you have a question or comment
for Ellen?
This is what I'm talking about, because the International Monetary Fund, the Wall Street banks, the World Bank are pushing this austerity from Greece to our country and around the world. And we have to understand, if you look up the not-so-spontaneous libertarian, you'll find out that the biggest bankers and the biggest billionaires are behind it, this Austrian school of cutting back on social assistance and the social infrastructure for the benefit of the banks and privatizing everything.
All right. Thank you very much, John, for the phone call. I wish we had time to get Ellen's response. Ellen, thank you so much for joining us today. Go to her website, webofdebt.com. I thank you very much for sharing your information with us today. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be following the TPP and let you know what happens. And stay in touch and give us information as you get it, too. Ellen, I would appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, Joyce.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Tomorrow, Jack Blood will be taking over the show. And then Friday, I will be back. And heaven only knows what we're going to be talking about. Oh, yeah. We're going to be talking to Dr. Agarwal from the University of MD Anderson and talking about spices, herbs, all kinds of good things for you in his book about spices. So have a blessed day. We'll see you tomorrow. Y'all bless you all. We love you at the Power Hour.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright, sunshiny day. Gonna be a bright, sunshiny day. I think I can make it now. The pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow. Gonna be a bright, sunshiny day.
moving on the waters? Who's holding up the moon? Who is peeling back the darkness with the burning light of the moon? Who's standing on the mountains? Who is on the earth below? Who is bigger than the heavens? And the lover of my soul? Great to God, He is Yahweh. Great I am, He is Yahweh.
Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.